It's being called the Internet Isolation Law. Russia's parliament, the Duma, approved a plan that creates a domestic internet. The plan creates a separate internet to control connections between Russians and the rest of the entire world. Supporters say it's necessary in order to protect their people from outside cyber threats. Reporter Charles Maines is in Moscow. So how's this whole internet isolation plan supposed to work, Charles?
Well, the idea is that they'd have essentially choke points on the internet, a kill switch that they could then shut down in the case of a cyber attack, or more importantly, parts of Russia, regions of Russia, from the wider global internet when need be.
We've drawn comparisons before between this Russian plan and China's Great Firewall, but Russia's a country that's more integrated than China. Is it possible to disconnect a country like Russia from the net? I mean, aren't we talking about putting the genie back in the bottle?
It is a different situation, and that's one of the problems, and certainly part of the debate around this bill is just how realistic is this? As opposed to China, which has just three or four points essentially where information comes into the country and is quite easy to control, Russia has a whole developed essentially digital industry that's been put in place over the last 20 years. Now, there have been also attempts by the government to interfere and block, for example, messaging services like Telegram. Telegram still works today. And then even other people point out just the cost of all this. I mean, even if theoretically you could do it, it's expensive. It's harmful to Russia's own state business enterprises. You know, the idea that you can be a global company and be cut off from the internet seems a little absurd. The supporters of the bill say this is necessary. This is just something that makes sense.
And for Russian citizens who want free range on the internet, I mean, how's the government going to deal with VPNs, virtual personal networks, that people in Iran and China already rely on to get around these blockages?
Right. It's all whack-a-mole, right? You can try and sort of choke these different points, but people seem to kind of innovate out of it, whether it's VPNs today or something else tomorrow.
So just practically, if I'm in Russia and this law is passed and there is internet isolation in effect, if I go into Google in Russia, what would I see? Anything different?
Well, I mean, I can say right now, you know, there are certainly websites that are blacklisted right now that I don't have access to, or I have to use a VPN to get access to. That's been in place for some time now. I think one of the real concerns is that even if you do have this law and they do start putting these choke points in place, it's going to slow the internet speeds around the country. So it may not be so much an issue of getting access to some Google document or some web page, but more about the lower internet speeds countrywide.
And if there is like some cyber attack, the idea is that these choke points would automatically kind of just constrict and information data couldn't get in or out of the country.
So that's right. So critics of the bill will say this is really about control, that this is the government coming in trying to control the flow of information within the country. And over the last several months, there's been a series of protests down in southern Russia and in Ingushetia, where they've essentially isolated these protests, cut off the internet completely, cut off all mobile phone providers' access to the internet, and essentially isolated the idea of what's happening there from spreading to other regions. And so that's when critics of this law will point to those examples and say this is really just about control.
Boy, it'd be ironic if they're setting up this internet isolation as a way to address a possible hack against Russia's next election. But presumably there are other cyber attacks that they're worried about.
Well, no, they've pretty much spelled it out. It's the U.S.
Really?
The U.S. Initially, it was cited that this could be anybody, but they've really drilled this down into the bill. This is absolutely pointing to the U.S. as the nemesis number one. They see that as the only country with the capability at this point to take them down.
Is this internet isolation law a strong indication that the U.S. and Russia are in a cyber Cold War?
I think so. I think clearly they see this as a necessary move on their part. I think it's twofold. I mean, on the one hand, it serves the point of preventing an attack by what they see as their primary adversary in the digital field, in the digital realm. At the same time, it's a way to control essentially possible movements within Russia, protest movements or expressions of dissent. You have to keep in mind also Vladimir Putin, obviously the longtime Russian president, he's always been really suspicious of the internet. He calls it a CIA project. And if you look at just the general trend on laws about the internet in Russia, they're all trending in this very repressive dimension. So recently, along with this digital sovereignty bill, we also have a bill that essentially prevents people from criticizing government authorities. This is under a fake news bill, as it's called here. So the idea of preventing, for example, disinformation online, sure, that sounds good. But in reality, the bill is really about preventing people from criticizing their own authorities.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks as always.
Thank you.